12. Run! And landed rather painfully on his bottom, right in the middle of a circle of polar serpents. Slowly, the polar serpents' heads turned 180 degrees, like the heads of owls, to look at Hiccup. "Okay," stammered Hiccup. "Easy now. Nice polar serpents, sweet polar serpents. What lovely sharp horns you have."
"All the better," whined the nearest polar serpent, "for sparing you with."
"Run!" shouted Kamikaze from the deck of the American Dream 2. Hiccup didn't need to be told. He scrambled to his feet, slipping and sliding on the slippery ice. The polar serpent has a very strange way of manoeuvring across the ice floes, and if Hiccup hadn't been right in the middle of fleeing for his life, he might have admired it. Half the pack of polar serpents spread out their wings like the sails of ships, braced their talons, and then shot forward on their smooth bellies, rocketing after Hiccup, their noses pointed straight towards him like darts for a dartboard. The remaining polar serpents slid into the water, swift and silent as alligators, and joined the chase from under the ice. "Don't fall over, don't fall over, don't fall over," begged Hiccup, clasping Toothless to his chest to stop him falling out of his waistcoat as he ran. He could hear the polar serpents whirring closer and closer, their nails screeching on the ice. Now the shadows of those that were swimming under the ice swooped like swallows under his feet. The American Dream 2 was still steaming alongside the iceberg. "Hang on, Hiccup!" shouted Kamikaze at the steering wheel. "We're coming to rescue you!" But Hiccup had no intention of hanging on. He was running faster than he had ever done in his life. "Mph!" sniffed Bear Cub's grandmother.
"It doesn't look good," she tut-tutted. "He's not long for this world, you mark my words."
She held up a skinny finger.
"He's doomed, I tell you, doomed!"
It seemed a fairly safe prediction, under the circumstances.
Runk! A great horn speared up through the ice right in front of Hiccup. He swerved around it in the nick of time. Crunk! Crunk! Crunk!
Three more appeared, and Hiccup slalomed round them, too.
"Kill them!" shrieked Kamikaze.